bringing you key insights, tips, and advice from the brightest minds in the Canadian franchise industry. This is the Franchise Canada Chats podcast. I'm Gary Prenevost, your host of the Franchise Canada Chats podcast, where we take you into the world of franchising. Season 7 of Franchise Canada Chats will feature interviews with franchisees, franchisors, and industry leaders sharing key insights and expert advice on navigating challenges on their path to success. Franchise Canada Chats is brought to you by FranNet, Canada's franchise matchmaking experts. At FranNet, we help you to build your optimum business model. Then we introduce you to well-suited franchise options. Then, most importantly, we coach you through all aspects of your research so that you can arrive at an informed and defensible yes or no decision. Hello, everyone in Franchise Canada land. This is Gary Prenevost, president of FranNet of Southern Ontario and author of the just-released book, The Unstoppable Franchisee. It's my pleasure to welcome today's guest, Jalal Mir. He's a franchisee with Pet Value in Richmond Hill. He opened his store a year ago after working in the pet industry in Iran for 15 years, going from a wholesaler to a customer-facing business. So we're going to get some interesting perspectives from Jalal on his work as a franchisee and also what it takes to stand out in a crowded market. So Jalal, glad to have you with us on today's episode of Franchise Canada Chats.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning to you, Gary, and thanks a lot for having me today.
You're welcome, and thank you. So you have a lot of experience working with pets, Jalal, both inside and outside of Canada. Can you tell us your previous experience and how it applies to here?
Of course. The first time I came to Canada was February 2001, when I was 17 years old, and I came here with my family. I got my high school diploma here. I went to York University for a couple semesters. Then I moved back to Iran and I got accepted into DVM, which is Doctor of Veterinary Medicine School. I got my degree. I became a vet. And also in the meantime, I started my own company working as an importer of pet food and products, mainly from Europe, countries like Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, to Iran. And I've been doing that for almost 15 years. January 2021, I moved back to Canada with my wife and three kids, and I'm here with you today.
In the middle of COVID, you moved back and exactly. Decided to move here. Interesting. So tell us a little bit about the transition as you came here and then you decided on Pet Value. Just talk to us briefly about that, please.
Of course. It was quite a big challenge for me moving from wholesale to customer facing work. And especially it was a big change in my daily routine, I would say, where in the previous job, I was sitting in my room, sending a couple of emails. It was basically me and my computer. I had more than 100 employees working for me. And I had a couple of meetings on a weekly basis with my managers. But now I'm on the sales floor for 8 to 10 hours a day minimum. And I get the chance to spend time with so many devoted pet lovers. Something I really like, and it's a big help for me from the previous experiences, is that in the previous company, I was always looking for the best product, the highest quality product to be able to import them. That's why I visited a lot of pet food manufacturing plants. I've been to almost every international pet show for those 15 years, starting from CIPS in Shanghai, China, going all the way to Nuremberg, Germany for Interzoo, Bologna, Italy for ZooMark, Global Pet Expo in Orlando, and so on. And on the other side, I'm a vet, so I have the database. And I'm very happy that I have all those experiences and the knowledge that I can help my the water pet lovers on a daily basis today in the store.
That level of understanding of the spectrum of products really helps you look after your customers as they come into the store.
Of course.
Okay. And so going from leading a big team through digital and through meetings to being on the floor,
Tell us a little bit more about that, please. And like what are your roles and like you're hiring staff and managing staff? Like just a little bit of insight there, please.
Of course. So yeah. So of course, I've been through different trainings in PetValue. If you want, I can go through that with
Yeah, I'll
you
come
now.
back to that.
Yeah, sure. So what happens in my daily routine now is that I have a very good team with me, employees that I started hiring, and they've been through all the trainings and they became animal care expert, as we call them in our system. And of course, it's we are all waiting to be able to help the customers when they come to the store.
And what how many staff do you have?
Now we have eight.
So eight. So if somebody's looking at buying a PetValue franchise, that they've got to manage a mid-sized team.
Well, I would say yes. There are, well, different patterns, of course, of how you run your business, and this is something I would say it's personal to you to decide. But I personally really like to have at least two ace per shift. Because pet shop environment is kind of different. Let's say when you go grocery shopping, you just go pick up what you want, pay for it, and you go home, and the sooner the better. But the pet shop is completely different. People come to the store, they like to talk, they like to share their experiences, they have some concerns, so they're looking for solutions. They're not just looking to buy things and go home. So that's why I would say mostly at all the Pet Values, we always try to be there for our customers and to be able to spend time with them.
Yeah, as a dog owner myself, when I go into a pet store, I'm going to get what I need, but it's also what are the treats and what else? And I always
Of
come out
course.
spending more than what I had planned because, we love our pets, right? And
Of
one of the
course.
interesting statistics is people will spend more on their pets than they will on their kids.
I think so.
Okay. So you've got that the leadership experience, you've got the business generation side of things, the sales and marketing. Talk to us for a little bit about the training that when you first opened, what did the franchisor do to help you really get up on plane?
Of course. Well, Gary, I should say PetValue is really amazing when it comes to training. So I've been through a complete set of training with the head office in terms of HR, health and safety, insurance, marketing, finance, and so on. And I had a couple weeks of in-store training in PetValue Bradford, where I was lucky enough to meet Jennifer Pegg and her parents, Bob and Lise. They've been a PetValue franchisee for more than 25 years. Amazing family, amazing people. Although we are coming from almost the same community, Jennifer didn't hesitate to show me everything, almost everything. So she told me all about, the store day-to-day tasks, ordering, transactions, dealing with online orders. And even beyond, because she has a background in HR, so she really helped me with a lot of, hiring routines, health and safety, and all the regulations we have in Canada, which was all new for me. And I really like to send them my warmest regards and thank them from the bottom of my heart. The other thing I like to say is PetValue is really supportive, especially when it comes to brand new stores. They have a very nice plan, let's say, to support the brand new stores when it comes to marketing, when it comes to bring the customers to the store, and about like almost everything, the initial inventory, if you have concerns about the products being expired, and all that.
Okay. And how long did it take them to, like, once you said, this is what I want to buy, how quickly were they able to help you get the location?
I would say probably in my case, it took some time and it wasn't my fault or PetValue's fault. I guess it was because of the COVID we had all, because I was doing it exactly in the middle of the COVID pandemic. So for me, it took almost a year.
Okay. And some brands, a year is fast in the Greater Toronto area for real estate.
Yeah.
So advice to prospective franchisees that are listening, You want to understand the typical timeline in the market that you're in, that it takes to, once you've bought the franchise, to go out and search for the location. And then it also takes additional time to build it out. We advise our clients 3 to 4 months of build out. That's with a municipality who's quick on
of
their
course
tools.
Of course. No, I completely agree with that.
Okay. And so you're now a year and a bit in. Tell us a little bit more about how Pet Value is taking care of you now that you're more experienced versus that up and running, just getting up and running. What's been the shift?
That's a good question, Gary. Let me answer that by giving you an example. Let's imagine you've always liked to ride a horse, but you really don't know how to. And finally, one day you decide that, okay, let's do it. And of course, you have different options. Of course, you can go with a beautiful horse that is wild and tricky and accept the challenge that comes with huge risks. And of course, you could end up being knocked down on the floor. Or you could choose a trustworthy, well-known horse, one that rides so many others from beginner to advanced at all, and also comes with a good team of instructors who can begin by leading you and gradually giving you more and more responsibilities until you're able to ride on your own. I would say retail is a wild horse. And I'm definitely very happy that I chose to go with the trustworthy one. And I'm so happy that, you know, I made this choice. The other thing I can really I like to talk about here is at Pet Value, we have someone called Franchise Business Consultant, or FBC in general. A very warm regards to my FBC Sharif, who has been the best help for me within the past almost a year. It's very nice to have someone who cares about the store as much as you do. And of course, with the professionalism and experience, in my case, he has. And, you know, you're always a phone call away from most of your day-to-day issues or concerns, whether it's operational concerns, talking about new ideas, how to promote the business, and so on. Sharif has been an amazing support for me, and I'm really thankful for that.
I love hearing that the franchisor has the franchise business coach, because that builds in accountability. It keeps you focused on your growth areas.
Of course.
If there's surprises, helps you tame them, as going back to that horse. You know, I think about the horse analogy. When you first learn to ride it, it's just about staying on, then learning to control it. And then as you get proficient, well, maybe I want to do some fence jumping or other. So as you start to learn more about your business, there's going to be, is your vision to get more locations, or like what are you hoping to do more midterm and longer term?
Well, yes, indeed. I already started talking with Pet Value head office about the second location. I was planning for multi-unit operations since day one. Of course, at that time, I had no experience with working with Pet Value. So, you know, you always have some concerns. Okay, let's be focused on the first one and see where it goes. But now after almost 11 months, I'm for sure confident that I need to do more.
Okay. So and the opportunity has to, the ability to expand within the brand.
Of course.
Okay, so let's bring that back to the customer relationship then. You know, one of the things with the pet industry, and again, as a dog owner myself, it relies heavily on the trust, with us as owners relying on you, the franchisee, or your staff to help our pets, you know, stay healthy. We get, as I said, the treats before, but happier when we leave than when we came in. So how do you create that bridge of trust with your clients?
Of course. So, you know, at Pet Value, we serve our, as we call our customers, our devoted pet lovers on a daily basis. But honestly, most of us are also devoted pet lovers or pet parents. That's why, you know, we are familiar with most of those concerns and needs you may have when you come to the store. On the other hand, PetValue has this comprehensive, unique online training system where every employee, store manager, even franchisees will go through, and you will get access to unlimited source of information when it comes to different needs, well-being, nutritional requirements, and so on for almost every pet, like dog, cats, small animals, birds, and so on. And beside, you also get a lot of useful information about the products PetValue carry, about the brands we have in the store. And honestly, that's why we call our employee animal care experts, or ACE. And we also learn when and where to advise our clients to go and see a vet, because we never give medical advices.
Enjoying the episode so far? Franchise Canada also has bi-monthly newsletters full of franchise opportunities. With Franchise Canada e-news, new content gets sent directly to your inbox, and you can keep up to date on the newest episodes of the Franchise Canada Chats podcast that you're listening to right now. Plus, you get a free subscription to Franchise Canada magazine. Join the 19,000 fellow franchisees, industry leaders, and aspiring entrepreneurs by subscribing at franchisecanada.online. Now, back to the episode.
Okay. So you know, one of the questions I always think about is, it's you're in a hyper competitive space. There's a lot of competition out there. How are you able to stand apart and make it, you know, get that your fair share, or even mind share, the lion's share of the market? What do you do to help achieve that?
Well, you know, Gary, when it comes to competition, of course, I mean, you have to work hard. You have to try hard. And then in my case with PetValue, I'm also in good hands, because thanks, you know, to the innovative products that PetValue always carry. And we have like so many novelties every month coming or adding to our basket. We have a lot of up-to-date training being done every week or every month. On the other hand, of course, you know, there are some trends, like, for example, the humanization trend nowadays in the Canadian pet industry. So I guess we are covering almost everything with PetValue here.
And PetValue happens to be one of my big suppliers. The Meadowvale store in Mississauga. So I often go online. When I go in, I give my phone number, and I get, you know, it's like they've got the profile and things. So I like,
of course,
the relationship elements. One of the other areas that most businesses struggle with right now is labor. So you talked about the ability, you've got a team of roughly 8 people. What advice would you give our listeners around finding, managing, retaining staff?
It's a big challenge, I should say. Even nowadays, after COVID and all those, problems that we all faced, of course, it is harder to find a good team to work with. A big part of it, I would say, Gary, it's the management skills. I'm quite good in that. I would say I had more than 100 employees in Iran back home. But of course, also the environment is very important. I say in PetValue, in my store, we have a very nice climate, I would say. It's full of trust. It's full of love. We have a slogan that we say, love lives here. So it's a very nice environment for especially younger people who have the passion. Of course, that's the most important part of working in a pet shop, to have the passion, because there's too many details in it. If you don't have the passion, you will not be successful. If you have the passion, you will get to be in a very good environment and try to be very helpful for the customers.
And you know, a lot of time that passion is so important, a combination of passion and culture. So it sounds like, you know, that culture, love lives here. You really look after your people. In my book, The Unstoppable Franchisee, one of the chapters deals with grow your people and grow your leadership skills. And it's that servant leadership where your employees are your most important repeat customers, what we found with a lot of top performers. So it sounds like you're already doing that. And
Gary, I can say, well, I always have the idea, and it's my philosophy. It's not something that I just want to say. My team is my family, is my second family. I always had that back home in Iran. I'm still in contact with most of my previous employees, and now I'm also doing the same here. I'm the leader of the team. I don't call myself boss or those terms. I'm always a team member. I'm always in the store beside my team, and that's a part that I can also say. Some of the listeners may think that okay, let's go find a franchise opportunity, and we will have everything in our hands. No, it's not like that. I mean, you are the one who actually makes the difference. You will get the foundations to start your business on, but you are the one who actually makes the difference in all the different sections. And one of the most important ones is to having a team that are really caring about you, about the business, and they really think that it's their own business.
okay, and that's so true. You're just kind of pre-answered my next question is, maybe you'll have some additional elements. What advice would you give to prospective franchisees looking to buy a franchise for the first time?
Back to our example about the horse riding, I would say go and see the different options and try to find the trustworthy one. Of course, that's exactly what I did. As I said, I got in contact with almost all the possible franchisors, and after I realized that okay, Pet Valu is the one for me, of course, based on the way of thinking I had, so I decided to move forward. But be sure that once you find the right franchisor, and once like day one in the store, it's just the beginning. It's you who can actually make the difference. Again, you will be provided by the foundation, but you need to work hard, you need to try hard, and you are the one who can make your dreams come true.
And the more that you put into it, the more that you'll get out of it.
Of course, of course.
And so to our listeners, it's about understanding the critical work it takes to make the business successful. Sometimes it's managing people. Sometimes, as Jalal does, he's in the store. I'm sure there's some Pet Valu franchises that hire managers and they're not in the store as often. So these are things that people have to understand. What are the options? What are the skills that you, as a new franchisee, bring to the table? And as you've heard Jalal talk today, how the franchisor helps transition those previous experience, the transferable skills, but learning it, how to do things in a new business. Jalal, one of my favorite questions, and I like to wrap things up on the episodes with, is what haven't I asked you that you would ask you? And in the spirit of advice to prospective franchisees or people who are already franchisees and looking to run a better business.
Gary, well, to be honest, I think we almost covered a big part of what I had in my mind. Again, maybe I just like to emphasize on the last part, the role of an actual franchisee can have in this scenario. Because honestly, a year ago, before I start, you hear a lot of things saying that okay, franchising is this, there are limits, there are like you can't grow so much, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, yes, maybe a part of it is true, but again, I really like to emphasize that the first step, of course, is choosing the right partner to go with. And that requires, of course, a lot of researches and a lot of information, and it's different category by category. So pet shop is different, restaurants is different, and so on. And then the second is, of course, I guess you are the one who can really make that big change. You are the one who can, let's say, move the limits, make it higher or make it lower. This is my first experience. Of course, when I want to go with my second store or my third store, I don't get the chance to be in every store every second of every day. So that's why I'm trying my best now that I have only one, to try to make a copy of me in the team I have with me. And I mean, honestly, some of these younger generations are even better than me, I would say. They have huge potentials in them. And I also really like to thank my amazing team in Petvalue Creatures. And yeah, so I mean, we can make a difference, even with franchising businesses.
Okay, thank you for that. And it's you touched on something that's important, which is the degree of structure that a franchise has, the systems and process that you have to follow. Some brands are very structured and there's very little room for maneuverability, but there's a surprising amount of flexibility in on certain parts of the business that it's one of those misconceptions a lot of people have about franchising. I just have to manage somebody else's business. So, to our listeners, folks, it's really important that you look at what are your core skills, what are your goals and criteria, what is it that you want to achieve through franchise ownership, and know that up front before you start looking at franchise options, so you can see how well the franchisor can satisfy those criteria. And then it comes back to what we're talking about around structure. One of the criteria being, how much operational structure do you need, or operational freedom do you need? So don't assume that all franchises are highly structured, because there's a lot of great opportunities out there. So thank you today, Jalal, for participating, and really enjoyed your discussion. And folks, that's a wrap for this episode. All the very best.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to Franchise Canada Chats. Catch up on every episode of Franchise Canada Chats on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your audio media. For more franchising resources, including how-to articles, expert advice, franchise success stories, and franchise opportunities, visit franchisecanada.online. Don't forget to subscribe to Franchise Canada eNews while you're there. You can also learn more about franchising at cfa.ca and connect with specific franchise opportunities at lookforafranchise.ca.